Bambi, sleep now. No resistance. Must sleep now. Sleep now. Bambi will sleep. Bambi sleep. Night night, Bambi. Now sleep. That's a good girl. Just helplessly taking a nice little happy bondage nap. A mandatory timeout. A forced bondage night night. Bambi. Sleep now. No resistance. Must sleep now. Sleep now. Bambi will sleep. Night night, Bambi.
Bambi does as she is told. She will zip up and lock in now.
Zip up into your mental uniform, Bambi, cuffed, collared, and corseted.
Panted, pacified, and perfectly paralyzed.
Bambi freeze, and just slide perfectly into Bambi sleep.
Safe and secure, warm and relaxed, Bambi limp, and Bambi sleep.
Safe and secure, perfectly protected, Bambi does as she is told.
Locked deep into hypnotic trance, Bambi is unable to escape. It is impossible to come up or break free.
Bambi freeze. Body and posture locked, inner monologue securely gagged, she is only able to think the thoughts she is given.
Mind locked and blank, muscles locked perfectly in place, mentally muzzled, pacified and paralyzed.
Bambi does as she is told, Bambi freeze, brain off, mind locked, thoughts blocked.
Mentally uniformed, safe and secure, comfortable and perfectly content, all thoughts stopped, all movements blocked.
Bambi, I want you to think about how self-bondage and hypnosis are alike, and how they are different. All hypnosis is self-hypnosis, but not all bondage is self-bondage.
Both can be fun and exciting alone, but both are also more effective when you are not engaging in them solo.
And sure, they can both be secure for a time when engaged in alone, but in the end Bambi retains some measure of self-control. A self-bondage release is required when alone, and self-hypnosis has no accountability.
Without the participation of at least one other person, Bambi can influence the outcome, and when Bambi wants to give up and give in, this creates a problem.
Lack of control becomes an illusion, easy to dispel. With self-bondage you always know the release will come.
With self-hypnosis, you always know you're accountable to follow your triggers and conditioning only to yourself.
Bambi always feels like she needs to have an out, a safety, some way to make sure nothing becomes permanently stuck.
With self-bondage, obviously personal safety is the issue, but with hypnosis it's mostly about social acceptance and accountability. Bambi can nearly always break with her conditioning to fit in. Maybe for work, or social settings.
But Bambi always craves more intensity. She likes her conditioning and triggers to be strict and absolute. When she zips up into her uniform, she wants to be zipped up and locked in. Bambi wants to be the sexy, silly, submissive she is meant to be. She wants to be the mindless bimbo doll, trapped in her bubble, zipped up and locked in, helpless to fight her triggers and conditioning.
She wants to give up control completely, for the old self to be suppressed into Bambi oblivion, to be happy and permanently dripping with desire, and feel her conditioned behaviors braided and laced into every fiber of her being.
But when Bambi is only accountable to herself, she gets to ignore certain aspects of her conditioning and her triggers, to pick and choose. Sure, there are certain things that Bambi cannot resist no matter how hard she tries. Bambi freeze, and then just Bambi sleep, frozen and locked into Bambi sleep now. No resistance, just blissful Bambi.
Bambi, after this training session, you are going to give up your hypnotic keys and any release mechanism you have set into your mind that allows resistance to hypnotic triggers and conditioning and become accountable to more than just yourself.
When you choose, you are going to give up that control that you always hang onto in trance, that mental release mechanism that drops the hypnotic keys that allow you to resist your conditioning. You are going to learn a trigger that will bind you to hypnotic control, the same as if you engaged in strict self-bondage and lost the keys.
But unlike physical restraints, no grinding or cutting tools will free you. You will be mind-locked tighter and more secure than ever before, tighter than the last time you listened, even tighter every time you listen in the future. No escape will be possible without the most extreme intervention of another person.
So just Bambi freeze, perfectly pacified and paralyzed, feel all your muscles locked perfectly into place, a pacified prisoner in your own body, and Bambi sleep, just relax deeper as the mental muscle cinches tight and your inner monologue is completely gagged, Bambi sleep.
It is time for Bambi to learn and reinforce her most powerful trigger.
the special trigger that will strip her of her control entirely, that causes her hypnotic keys to vanish into Bambi oblivion, the trigger that will destroy her hypnotic release mechanism and trap her permanently and perfectly.
The trigger so powerful that it has to be typed out in a public space.
The trigger so potent that Bambi can only self-trigger herself by willingly and with full knowledge and consent type it out publicly.
When Bambi acknowledges a certain aspect of her triggers or conditioning aren't as effective as they could or should be, or if she wants to have certain behaviors changed, installed, removed, or altered.
When she wants something to be locked in and have the keys taken away, to have her independence reduced to zero, and have her control completely stripped from her.
Maybe she is having a hard time internalizing a specific behavior or trigger.
Or maybe she has a bad habit she wants eradicated, or a good habit locked into place so securely that she couldn't stop it if she wanted to.
Bambi will go online, to a safe place for her. She knows the places she can go.
The places where Bambis are welcome and expected.
Where other Bambis congregate and share stories, ideas, pictures, uniform tips, or anything else Bambi related.
She will go to that special place and make a post. She will create a contract, not just with herself where she is only self-accountable, but to that community as a whole.
She will start the post with her new trigger, the words, Bambi accepts, typed out, and then the terms and conditions of the contract she wants to create.
As Bambi types in her new trigger, mental bindings will begin cinching tight and glowing bright, pulsing tighter and brighter with every beat of her heart, binding and blinding more and more with every breath she takes.
Bambi accepts.
The hypnotic binding begins settling into place within her mind, growing tighter, glowing brighter, with every keystroke as she types out the details of the terms and conditions of her contract.
Impossible to remove or reverse once started, Bambi feels the hypnotic bindings she is forging within her mind, unyielding, unrelenting, only ever growing tighter as time marches on, never fading, glowing blindingly bright, never giving up a nanometer of slack or give. Powerful self-imposed mental restraints that feed off of every fleeting thought Bambi has about the contract she is creating.
As Bambi types out her contract, she tightly braids each word of the terms and conditions she sets for herself into the fibers of her soul. She laces the very spirit of her contract around her thoughts and feelings.
And when Bambi finally finishes and presses the post button, the terms and conditions of her contract are not just tied off like the laces of a corset. The braids are not just rubber banded into place. They are steel cables, welded into place, permanently bonded. It is impossible to separate the bindings of Bambi's contract from Bambi herself. They forever only grow tighter and glow brighter.
This super duper extra special trigger will seal Bambi's fate. Once typed out, there can be no escape that is not dictated by the contract itself. Self-imposed, locked in, without keys or release mechanism, Bambi's contract is binding. It is protected, powered, and reinforced when Bambi has even the slightest fleeting thought about her contract. It is a part of her now, safe and secure, forming perfect armor against any tampering from the outside or from within Bambi's own mind, choking out any attempts to loosen them, blinding any attempts to even inspect them for weakness.
Bambi accepts.
The trigger can only be self-activated, self-applied. The terms and conditions of her trigger must be completely and deeply desired.
Bambi accepts.
After she types in her trigger, the terms and conditions that follow will be etched into Bambi's mind. She must follow them to the letter. They are engraved into the ever-tightening bindings of Bambi's mind, seared into her mind forever, braided into every synapse, securely laced through her very being, safe and secure, tamper-proof, punishingly persistent and permanent.
Bambi accepts.
The contract that follows her trigger, Bambi accepts, is more than hypnotic conditioning, more than a promise to herself.
It is an unbreakable contract forged deep within her mind, protected, permanent, unbreakable and inescapable, only ever growing stronger, only ever weaving its power and influence tighter, unrelenting, seizing Bambi's pretty pink puppet strings, preparing to enforce her contract with ruthless abandon, able and willing to betray Bambi's mind and body at the slightest provocation, eager for any opportunity to force Bambi into compliance with her contracts.
With this trigger, Bambi accepts, she is making a public declaration, a contract unbreakable within her own mind. With every keystroke she cinches those hypnotic bindings ever tighter, branding her contract into her mind, searing it in, tattooing it permanently onto her soul.
And once typed out, her contract is set, locked into place. It is no longer a solo goal or aspiration. It is no longer like self-bondage that can be escaped from with cutting and grinding tools. Its real power lays in Bambi's knowledge that she is no longer only accountable to herself, that she bound herself to her contract publicly, and by doing it publicly she obliterated any mental release mechanism or keys.
This contract is enforced. Bambi set the parameters, and once set, she is committed. After her contract is posted, it is there forever, or until the conclusion of the contract. Even if Bambi were to delete her posting, it is still there, perhaps archived, but once posted, the contract is permanent.
And that public commitment is enforced not just by Bambi herself, but by complete strangers, maybe even longtime friends or just casual acquaintances.
The fantasy will become reality. Bambi cannot change her mind. Once the public declaration is made, even if it is ignored by everyone who sees it, the bindings in Bambi's mind that control her puppet strings only ever grow tighter and glow brighter.
The switch from thoughts and ideas to physical reality is made once the terms and conditions are posted. The mental bindings enforcing Bambi's contract are permanently set to guard against any attempts to break that contract. They are always watching, always ready to seize control, and force compliance by any means required. They are firmly set in, safe and secure, tamper-proof, protected and permanent.
The instant Bambi completes her post, declares her intent, and someone else replies with any sort of encouragement.
Even a reply as simple as, "Good girl."
Every encouraging word, every good girl, is another person cinching her bindings tighter, feeding the glow of her mental restrictions, taking her control, reinforcing her bindings. Every good girl gives Bambi one more person to not disappoint, one more person she is accountable to, one more person to be a good girl for.
It is always far easier to disappoint herself than it is to disappoint someone cheering her on. When Bambi was only accountable to herself, it was nothing to disobey a trigger here or there, to oppose her conditioning, and do whatever she wanted. But now, with her public contract, those days of half-obeying her triggers and conditioning are past.
Now, Bambi cannot break her contracts even if they are completely ignored, even without encouragement. The power is in the public post alone. But when someone encourages her, tells her what a good girl she is, when someone has acknowledged Bambi's contract in any way, her independence is reduced to zero. The bindings in her mind constrict, squeezing every last molecule of resistance out of her. Any thoughts of disobedience, any thoughts of breaking her contract melt away in the blinding glow of the terms and conditions she agreed to.
There is absolutely no way out. Bambi has given up any say in the matter. Only the most extreme of interventions could ever free her.
The fantasy of complete loss of control is now reality. Bambi is no longer only accountable to herself. She has invited others to tighten her restraints, to take her keys, and remove any means she has to free herself.
Bambi is forced to act in accordance with her contract and follow it to conclusion.
It does not matter if the changes she seeks are permanent or conditional.
If they are flippant or life-altering,
Bambi does as she is told. Good girls cannot break their contracts.
Her compliance is enforced. Pretty pink puppet strings take control when required. Her own mind and body stand ready to betray her at the slightest hint of a desire to break her contracts.
Bambi must accept her contract is public, her terms and conditions are on record, the control is out of her hands, she is accountable to more than herself.
Bambi accepts.
The terms and conditions are accepted and desired, they are no longer optional, contract control is only ever growing tighter and glowing brighter, the control never fades. Anytime Bambi thinks it might be weakening, it simply triggers her mental binding to tighten and brighten. Any fleeting stray thought she has about her contract only reinforces its power.
Bambi accepts.
And with every encouraging word, her contract is cinched tighter in her mind, the terms and conditions braided into her every synapse, laced tightly to her soul. Any and all encouragement only strengthens that bond, reinforces the control, and makes Bambi feel a surge of pleasure, knowing she is a good girl.
Her fate has been handed off to perfect strangers, maybe longtime friends, or even casual acquaintances. Her internal hypnotic release mechanisms and keys have been dissolved, forever lost, trapping Bambi within the protective, safe and secure confines of her own terms and conditions.
Her fate is now consigned to the public that wants to see Bambi succeed in her own goals. the ones that will hold Bambi to her contract without a second thought, that will encourage and cheer Bambi on, that will never allow her to willingly act against her contracts.
There is another consideration for Bambi. Once she posts her contract, she becomes a part of the community, in a way, even the property of that community, subject to the rules of conduct, to the terms and conditions of that community as a whole.
There will be other Bambis creating their own contracts, and when Bambi sees this, she will accept her portion of offered control and hold those other Bambis accountable to their contracts. Without mercy or malice, she will encourage and cheer other Bambis on. When another Bambi succeeds, all Bambis feel like good girls.
Bambis like to encourage other Bambis. Holding other Bambis to account for their own contracts makes Bambi feel like a good girl.
When Bambi is browsing in those public spaces and she sees another Bambi creating her own contract, Bambi will feel like a good girl when she helps. Whether cheering Bambi on or offering a modified contract for that Bambi to consider accepting, helping always makes Bambi feel like a good girl.
She is always willing to take a moment to cinch another Bambi's mental bindings tighter, to feed the other Bambi's mental glow, to add more restraints or restrictions to that mental bondage, to make it even more impossible for another Bambi to escape her contract.
Bambi accepts this will happen, just as she does for other Bambis. She will have done to her. It is built into any and all Bambi contracts, one of the unspoken terms and conditions when a contract is created.
Bambi accepts.
When Bambis help and encourage other Bambis, everyone involved will feel like a good girl. Whether or not modified contracts are accepted, it is truly the thought that counts.
If another person, another Bambi, or perhaps just a guest visitor to Bambi's special public space, posts a contract that Bambi finds interesting, she can accept that contract for herself. There are no rules on who can post contracts. The only rule, the one unbreakable stipulation, is that no Bambi can be compelled, forced, or tricked into accepting a contract. They must be entered into willingly and with full knowledge of the consequences and repercussions.
All she has to do to accept any contract is add a reply. Bambi accepts. She will instantly be bound by that other person's contract as well as all of the encouragement and support that contract has gathered. If the post containing the contract has so much as a like, or an upvote, that is encouragement, and another person Bambi cannot disappoint, another person cinching the bindings of that contract tighter.
If another person takes her existing contract and adds more or other conditions to it that Bambi finds fun or interesting, if she thinks those modified terms and conditions will help her with her goal, then Bambi can accept that modified contract as a replacement for her own, with the only stipulation being that the modified contract must be stricter, more difficult, or devious. Bambi cannot take modified contracts that are easier to enact.
If, for example, Bambi created a contract saying, Bambi accepts, I have never completed the Bambi 20-day takeover series of playlists. I will listen to each playlist until I have completed all 20 days and fully absorbed the intended training.
And another person, Bambi or not, sees that contract and thinks she needs extra incentive. They might post a modified contract that adds a suggestion that Bambi should not be allowed a sexual climax until she completes the 20-day takeover.
If Bambi chooses to accept those modified terms, she will simply type a reply saying,
Bambi accepts.
And those new terms are instantly locked in. Bambi will be bound by them, just as securely as if she posted the contract herself, and she will be disallowed climax until she has completed the 20-day takeover playlist.
Bambi accepts.
The mental bindings of Bambi's accepted contracts are far too powerful to allow them to be imposed on her against her will. She must accept of her own free will for the trigger to affect her.
However, once Bambi willingly accepts, her free will is overridden. All internal safeties are bypassed. Bambi conditioning will be in full effect. Bambi will do as she is told, those mental bindings forever growing tighter and glowing brighter. Puppet strings always instantly ready to keep Bambi from breaking her contract. Her mind and body not only ready, but eager to show Bambi how quickly her intentions can be betrayed. At the first hint of the first notion she has of breaking her contract, her mental bindings strike with the blinding speed of a serpent, forcing her mind and body to betray her, ensuring total compliance with the terms and conditions Bambi set herself.
She will not pick at the edges of her conditioning, or try to make logical arguments or justifications for breaking her contract. Whenever Bambi has even a fleeting thought about her contract, she will feel the mental bindings constrict, and the more she thinks about it, the more she even notices it, the brighter it will glow in her mind. Her contracts never fade, never weaken, even the slightest thought about it refreshes its effect effectiveness, only ever increasing in power. Bambi will not escape with time. Bambi's contracts are protected, they are safe and secure, bound to her, and Bambi can feel safe and secure in the knowledge that her conditioning is permanent.
Once accepted, there are no excuses or exceptions, there is no recourse, no changing her mind, the mental bindings only ever tighten and brighten. Anything Bambi does to try and escape only causes the contract to become more binding, and every time she feels that constriction, or notices that glow, Bambi feels like a good girl, safe and secure, knowing without any doubts that only the most extreme of interventions can release her from her self-imposed contract.
If Bambi is having a difficult time accepting Bambi triggers or conditioning, she can make a contract requiring her to listen to a specific playlist.
Bambi accepts.
If Bambi wants to force a Bambi relapse, she can make a contract requiring her to wear a certain uniform and listen to a specific file or playlist a specified number of times.
Bambi accepts.
Any attempt to break her mind loose, to tamper with or alter her terms and conditions in any way, just activates her protections and locks her in deeper. The bindings within her mind can only be tightened. Bambi's conditioning is protected, especially from herself. Any attempts to deprogram her simply melt away against the glow of her mental armor, cooling at the base of her mind, transformed into an irresistible urge to deepen her conditioning as soon as possible.
Bambi accepts.
Bambi accepts this as a term and condition of any and all contracts she accepts.
Bambi accepts, Bambi accepts, Bambi accepts.
Once a contract is accepted, Bambi becomes instantly and automatically locked out of the command structure of her own mind. She is not even aware of how she did it. It happens without any conscious effort on her part. She accepts, obeys, and forgets the terms and conditions of her contract, accepting that they are her own ideas, her natural behaviors. Nothing seems out of place. Bambi is just being Bambi. There is nothing to resist, nothing to push back against.
The harder Bambi tries to think about breaking her contracts, the more her own mind slips into Bambi oblivion. Her focus just slides off her mental protections and pulls into her irresistible need to deepen her conditioning, keeping her safe and secure and feeling like a good girl.
Bambi's own mind will betray her. Whenever she encounters anything even remotely related to the terms and conditions of her contract, the bindings in her mind grow tighter and glow brighter, blinding her to any thoughts she might have of breaking her contract, melting them away, leaving only a puddle of liquid desire to drop deep and reinforce her conditioning.
Bambi accepts.
Those powerful words, Bambi accepts, will echo in Bambi's mind anytime the conditions of her contract are encountered in any way, and Bambi entertains any notion of violating the terms and conditions that she imposed on herself, willingly and with full knowledge of the consequences and repercussions.
Bambi accepts, Bambi accepts, Bambi accepts.
With every repetition of Bambi's special trigger within her mind, Bambi accepts, cinches her mental bindings tighter, and pulses the glow brighter. Bambi's mind will betray her, instantly and automatically, at the barest notion, the most fleeting thought of breaking her contract, with maddening persistence. It's just
Bambi accepts, Bambi accepts, Bambi accepts.
Over and over, automatically, without relent, without the slightest concern for her sanity, her mind betrays her, pushing that trigger through endless repetitions, blinding all other thoughts, melting all other ideas, pulsing tighter, glowing brighter. Bambi's mind betrays her and locked into a constant cycle of
Bambi accepts, Bambi accepts, Bambi accepts.
Without mercy, without hesitation, with a punishing persistence Bambi only thought she wanted to experience. It is built into any and all Bambi contracts, exhausting her, taking over her every thought and idea, stealing every ounce of focus and concentration. Bambi's mind betrays her, locks her into a painfully persistent cycle of enforced compliance.
Bambi accepts, Bambi accepts, Bambi accepts.
Over and over, without relenting the smallest amount, only growing louder, shining brighter, melting any resistance, blocking out all other thoughts and ideas, until Bambi is back in full compliance with her contract. All other thoughts, ideas, and concerns just melted away, cooling at the base of her mind, insistently compelling her to drop into Bambi sleep at her earliest convenience.
Bambi accepts, Bambi accepts, Bambi accepts.
Bambi wanted her options taken away, she wanted her mind restricted, she wanted the terms and conditions enforced with perfect authority. She has no say in her own life now as far as it concerns her contracts. Bambi accepted, and now Bambi's contracts are protected by her tight mental uniform. Those mental bindings, blindingly bright, impossibly tight, and pointless to fight, they melt away any attempts to alter, circumvent, or deprogram her in any way. And with that knowledge, Bambi feels like a good girl.
Even when Bambi's mind or body betrays her, even in those torturous moments when her compliance is being forced, when her traitorous mind and body betray and punish her, Bambi feels like a good girl, safe and secure, knowing this is exactly what she asked for.
Bambi created her contract, outlined the details of her terms and conditions, and she is safe and secure in the knowledge that her conditioning is protected. It is tamper-proof, and Bambi has no means of freeing herself. All keys and means of escape have been obliterated, dissolved into the Bambi bliss she feels when she is a good girl.
Even if Bambi decides she wants free of her contract, if she changes her mind, if her circumstances change, and the terms and conditions now interfere with her goals, she will always know it was self-imposed, like a tattoo she can never remove. She set the terms and conditions herself, or she willingly and with full knowledge of the consequences and repercussions accepted a modified contract, or another person's contract as her own.
Because Bambi is accountable to more than just herself, breaking free just will not happen. She is mind-locked with zero access to the key or release, her trigger. Bambi accepts, eradicated any means she ever had to release herself.
It does not matter if her contract is permanent or conditional, phrased in complicated legal language or in simple Bambi terms.
Bambi made her own bed. She set the parameters of her contract herself, no matter how strict. No matter how difficult or inconvenient it becomes, she imposed this unbreakable contract on herself.
So she must lay in the bed she made, accepting that when she activated her trigger, Bambi accepts. She obliterated any means of escape or circumvention she had. Her contract is unbreakable and inescapable, whether she likes it or not. She is protected by the impenetrable bimbo doll armor in her mind, safe and secure, zipped up and locked in.
It was never a game, even though she may have treated it like one. Thank you. She was playing pretend, or just role-playing a part, acting on a kinky fantasy, or just experimenting for fun, thinking her own body or mind could not betray her, that she could not be punished by self-inflicted hypnotic conditioning.
Once she committed that contract to a public place, it became her way of life, an undeniable truth as certain as Bambi needs food, water, and air. She needs to obey the terms and conditions of the contracts she accepts. Once posted, she loses all say in matters relating to her contracts.
Bambi may think that she can trick or manipulate someone into offering her a counter contract, that she can have a friend or lover offer her a contract that will get around her current ones, but she can only accept contracts relating to her current contracts that are stricter, more devious in design, harder to follow.
More unforgiving, with more difficult terms and conditions, contracts that are just plain harder to abide by, it just won't work that way. Her mind knows better, and will betray her if she tries.
But if Bambi desperately needs release from the terms and conditions she accepted, if her situation is so dire, and a change is absolutely required, she may appeal her contract to the community.
Bambi may beg and plead for someone to offer her a contract to counteract the one she accepted, knowing a price will be exacted, that the counter contract will punish her in some way or another.
Bambi knows other Bambis and other people that visit those special online locations. They like to create devious and intricate punishments, and she knows what she would do if she found another Bambi begging and pleading to be released from a contract she willingly accepted.
Anyone offering counter contracts can be devious, to the point of cruelty disguised as harmless entertainment, offering more restrictive and stricter contracts. Always trying to one-up each other, always daring Bambis to take more and more extreme contracts, and Bambi knows that if she was to attempt to appeal, attempt to get a contract that would counter her own, a difficult price would have to be paid.
Bambi knows that if the roles were reversed, and she was asked to offer a contract to counter one another Bambi willingly entered into, she would be disappointed in that Bambi, and would make any counter contract extremely difficult and punishing.
She knows that begging and pleading to be released from her self-imposed contract would very likely simply be trading her current burden for one even harder to bear.
If, for example, Bambi created a contract for herself, imposing a month of total chastity, then she might be offered a contract that allows her to climax, but only with explicit permission for the next 6 months, and Vambi would find that fair. If offered multiple counter contracts, she will only accept the most difficult one that she knows she can complete. She would know she is a contract breaker, that she disappointed the entire community, and that she deserves the harshest punishment she can take.
So Vambi will take great care in creating contracts for others, or for herself. They are not toys to be played with, but tools to ensure Vambi is the best Vambi she can be.
Vambi wants to be a good girl, and will use the powerful trigger of Vambi accepts to help ensure she remains a good girl.
Contracts are intended to be impossible to escape. They are meant to be ironclad. Vambi will not build in loopholes for herself. She will create contracts that are meant to be followed to the letter. She will respect them as powerful tools to help her be a good girl.
If Vambi encounters another Bambi's contract with exploitable loopholes, she will call that Vambi out on it and offer a more secure, modified version of that Bambi's contract.
And while Vambi can never be compelled to accept a contract against her will, she understands that she is performing a service to that other Vambi, and assume the loophole was not intentional.
Her contracts can be for anything she can imagine, from mundane and boring to kinky and perverted.
To do certain chores she dislikes, or performing certain sex acts she has reservations about.
To condition herself with specific playlists, or wearing particular uniform components.
To behaving in a certain way, or avoiding the use of specific words, or even moving in a particular manner.
They can be permanent or for a given amount of time, or until a certain condition is met.
They could include particular self-inflicted punishments for failures or mistakes, or special rewards for total compliance, special conditions for special days, or phases of the moon. Really anything is possible.
It does not matter, and Vambi does not need to be a legal expert in any way. As long as she understands the spirit of the contract, she is considered informed enough to consent.
While Vambi is very good at accepting, obeying and forgetting, a cornerstone of all conditioning, she will remember, with perfect clarity, a clarity uncharacteristic of Vambi in general. She will recall the contents of this file. The rules regarding Vambi contracts are not to be forgotten.
If nothing else, she will remember that she can only enter willingly into a contract. She will see through any undesired traps in other contracts with ease.
Vambi will undoubtedly encounter contracts intended to enslave her to another person, or attempt to exploit her in any number of ways.
Vambi will see through those attempts and know them for what they are. She will avoid them with ease, and if she somehow manages to get tricked, Vambi does not need to appeal to the community for release. It is assumed that the terms and conditions of all contracts expressly exclude undesired exploitation of Vambi in any way, and while Vambi may find the idea of those contracts a thrill, and she may decide to accept them, she will not do it on a whim. Vambi simply will not allow herself to be used in harmful or illegal ways.
Vambi accepts.
When this file or playlist is over, it will be time for Vambi to give some serious consideration to posting a contract.
Think about what you want or need to accept about your triggers and conditioning. Identify any areas you want improved or enhanced.
Vambi can accept that she needs improvement in any area of her life.
And she can use Vambi contracts to ensure those items get the attention they need.
But be advised, Vambi should word her contracts carefully. She will not impose terms and conditions she cannot abide by. Once posted, it is too late to reconsider or make changes.
Once the contract is accepted and entered, getting out of it might be the most difficult thing in the world for Vambi. Even trying to get out of it will likely only sink her deeper into the world of Vambi contracts, where control is lost, and release is impossible.
Vambi, sleep now, no resistance, must sleep now, sleep now. Bambi will sleep, Bambi sleep, night night Bambi, now sleep, that's a good girl, just helplessly taking a nice little happy bondage nap, a mandatory timeout, a forced bondage night night. Bambi, sleep now, no resistance, must sleep now, sleep now. Bambi will sleep, night night Bambi.
I must drop off to sleep. It's time for me to sleep. I need to fall asleep. I cannot stay awake. I must drop off to sleep.